Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I love watching fights. I don't love spending a lot of money to watch the fight. I like going someplace, bringing food, bringing goodies. So I didn't pay and go to see the McGregor-Poirier fight. But being in Vegas, of course, you know, there was obviously the news around and all the hype. We also had the Garth Brooks concert the same night. And so I couldn't choose either. And hubby and I actually went to dinner. And then we tried to catch whatever we could, right, online. And then went from there. But apparently there was a lot of drama at the Conor McGregor fight. So this was Saturday's highly anticipated UFC 264 main event, where Dustin Poirier again beat Conor McGregor. This in the trilogy match. But what was kind of shocking about this was seconds before the end of the first round. So they didn't even go around. And that's another issue I've always had with a lot of these fights and these TKOs and things like that. It's just, I mean, you know, you have all this build up, you all have all these pre-fights, and then all of a sudden there's the main event, and you're thinking Rocky with Apollo Creed, where it'll go all those rounds, and no, it was like done after the first round, but this was interesting. So I don't know if you guys watch the videos. The more highly publicized video was Conor McGregor sustaining this rotational injury to his left ankle. And I actually wrote on this, and I posted some pictures. If you haven't seen them, they're on my website at drdahlia.com or on my Twitter at Dr. Dahlia or Facebook, Dr. Dahlia Show. And you basically see his left ankle completely make a 90-degree turn, almost similarly to what we saw with Dak Prescott, Dallas quarterback, back last year when he broke his ankle. Except with McGregor, it wasn't an open fracture. It didn't cut through the skin. So it was still closed, but it looked pretty severe. And so then Poirier jumped on him, pounced on him. I don't know if he realized that the ankle was broken. He might have just thought he fell, you know, punched him, won by TKO. But a doctor had to stop it because, obviously, McGregor had a broken ankle. Now, it appeared pretty fractured. He was pretty upset. I can't play for you the audio because there's a lot of, you know, words in there that are not appropriate for air. But one thing that I noticed when I was watching footage of the fight was he's the southpaw. He's left dominant. So he was kicking a lot with his left leg. And interestingly, Poirier, after the fight, had said he heard the crack, and he actually pointed to McGregor, like, you hurt yourself. He didn't look very empathetic at the time, but you did see him point to the leg. And Poirier said, I heard the crack. So what obviously happened then is McGregor probably fractured his fibula, was still able to walk because it wasn't a tibula fracture, but losing that support of the fibula, when he then tried to support his leg later, and it twisted, it didn't have the support, and it just buckled. Almost like when we were first talking about the Miami Surfside condo, when we didn't know if there was a sinkhole involved or something else going on. You know, they go, once you have a little bit of structural unintegrity, it allows then the rest of the forces to have a path of least resistance. And so the buckling that you see, one doctor thought that it happened while he was standing, and I really believe it happened during the kick. And so, anyway, what causes ankle fractures? Ankle fractures are caused by high impact forces, crush injuries, but most commonly rotational injuries. And I bring this up because there's a lot of people that will roll their ankle and they'll fracture it. And they're like, why does that happen? All I did was miss a step. Which is why we have to take steps very carefully. I know we all get frustrated when we see grandma and grandpa take their time with a step and a stair. It's because, I mean, it's something that simple. Bones don't seem to handle the rotational injury as much as other blunt force. There's something about the turning or twisting that they're not as strong. And maybe McGregor had a prior injury. I have to double check. I know he injured himself before. I just don't know if it was that same ankle. So how do you know if you fractured an ankle or just sprained it? Well, it's difficult to tell. I mean, we in medicine will do an x-ray because the last thing we want to do is miss a fracture and have you walk on it. But ankle fractures, you'll get immediate pain. You don't always necessarily have to hear the crack, but you'll have immediately pain, swelling, difficulty bearing weight, and then some obvious deformity of the joint. And so that's because the body doesn't want you to use that limb. Once it's fractured, once it's injured, the body's going to want to, to protect you. So fractures that are stable and simple, where it's just just the fibula, one piece. I don't want to necessarily say that because sometimes there's the proximal and distal shaft and things like that. But a very, very simple fracture sometimes can be treated non-surgically with a cast, a splint, a walking boot. But something like this, I think, is going to need surgery for McGregor, just like with Dak Prescott, where it's severe, where it's displaced. They need to realign the bone. They need to provide stability for the healing bone, so they're going to use brackets, they're going to use screws, pins, things like that, to allow it to heal. And it's amazing what they could do these days to help, get this bone healed. Now, bone fractures take about 6 weeks to heal, but that does not mean an athlete like Dak Prescott or Conor McGregor are going to be back to their sport in 6 weeks. No, it doesn't happen that way. It takes months to recover. So I've always looked at a difference between healing and recovering. Healing is where a wound heals. Now, healing will start right away, and the bone, if it's a simple one, can heal by 6 weeks. But it doesn't mean you've recovered. Recovery is it strong? Is it going to re-crack? Is it going to, can you still do the same sport? So orthopedic injuries like this take months to heal or to recover. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, I am really digging the ladder in the background. I think I want to make this more like a man cave or like a shop. I think, yeah, I'm tired of the blue and black dots, so I'm gonna kind of, you know, make it look a little better. I just love it. Yeah, it looks like we were doing some work. We were like really trying to roll up our sleeves and break out the wrench. Yeah, I know how to do hardware shop type stuff. Okay, I had a big crush on my shop teacher in the 7th grade. He was so handsome. So anyway, we're going to talk about colon cancer. And colorectal cancer apparently is hitting younger people. Chadwick Boseman was diagnosed in his late 30s, died last year. Black Panther, James Brown, actor, he, fantastic actor, was in his late 30s when he was diagnosed with colon cancer. We are seeing more and more colon cancer in younger individuals. And so doctors want to know why. Now, it could be the diet. You know, we do eat like crap. Chadwick was in pretty good shape. It could be genetics also. But still, in genetics, in my family, we all got colon cancer in our 60s. So why younger? So obesity could also be an issue too. You know, we are seeing more obese individuals. But again, Chadwick wasn't obese, so we don't know exactly what happened with him. May he rest in peace. But doctors are thinking maybe there's a link with antibiotics. And when we talk about the colon, there's multiple parts. So I have to kind of draw it out, even though this is kind of the opposite, but on film for those of you watching. All right, so you got the small intestine, it's all kind of squiggly. Right? Then you have the ascending colon, you have the transverse, you have the descending colon, you got the sigmoid that looks like an S, then you got the rectum, and then you got the anus that goes out into the opening. And the ascending colon has the cecum, kind of where the small intestine and the large intestine meet. It has the appendix. And then, of course, the ascending. So that's called the proximal colon. The distal colon is the one that's a little farther away, the one near the rectum. So in the human body, proximal to distal, distal is as far away from the center core. So, like, for example, my nails are distal, but my wrists are proximal because distal is far, is more distant. Proximal is more proxima. Proxima is like near, next, kind of. Okay, well, anyway. So the proximal colon is the colon we're talking about where they found a higher, a little uptick in terms of cancer. So according to the study published in the Annals of Oncology, they looked at Scottish primary care data. They looked at 8,000 colorectal cancer patients from the years 1999 to 2011. 445 were early onset, meaning those younger than 50. And they found the use of antibiotics increased pretty significantly to those who were under 50. They were proximal colon cancer cases. The older age group, not as much, which means that the older age group is getting colon cancer because of the other sorts of risk factors, which we'll talk about, maybe smoking and obesity and genetics. There's something triggering colon cancer to start earlier. Now, I know some of you are like, oh my gosh, I've been on penicillin since I was born. They're not talking about penicillin. Apparently, the antibiotics that seem to be at the highest risk was the quinolones, which would be your ciprofloxacin, your floxacin, your levoquin, levofloxacin. So the floxins, the quinolones, were one of the highest culprits, and then the sulfa drugs like sulfamethoxazole, trimethoprim, the like that you see in Bactrim. So it was the sulfa and the quinolones that seemed to be a bigger issue. Now, what I find interesting about that is when people go to the doctor and they say, I have diarrhea and I have an issue, the doctor gives them a kind of a gut-specific antibiotic that works against like the gram negatives, and they'll use the quinolones and they'll use the sulfas. So, you know, people would go on vacation and they say, look, I need antibiotics that can handle a sinus infection, a UTI, and traveler's diarrhea. So they get back from. Now we stopped that. We're slowing down on giving antibiotics, but a lot of the gut antibiotics we use is in the sulfa family and the quinolones. So you almost wonder if many of them maybe were on them for cancer type issues, or they were having other sorts of symptoms and they thought they needed antibiotics. So, and then the antibiotics they got were the gut ones, because we don't usually give penicillin to GI related issues. So I find that interesting. The other thing I find interesting is the proximal colon and the appendix. If antibiotics are a issue when it comes to colon cancer and the proximal colon, I wonder if anybody's studying the appendix. Now, we spoke about this. The appendix is not a useless organ. The appendix houses zillions and zillions and zillions of bacteria. And I happen to think that what it does is when you take an antibiotic or when something changes in your body needs the gut microbiome. And your appendix is responsible to make sure it shoots out extra bacteria to recolonize that gut microbiome. Now, you could change your gut microbiome, the bacteria that live in your gut or intestine, by changing your diet. But I think the appendix is your storage for that. So it would be very, very interesting to see if people that don't have their appendix are more inclined to have gut issues or colon cancer than those who do have it or don't have it. I forgot how I started my sentence. You know, does having an appendix help or does it hurt? I still have my appendix, so it obviously doesn't help my memory. So that's going to be interesting. But the appendix has a purpose, and it's there in the proximal colon. Now, mind you, if that sucker gets infected, if it starts to abscess, you have to get it removed. I know there's been a lot of studies looking at antibiotics versus surgery, and some people are able to still live with their appendix after being given antibiotics. The problem is, you know, until the lawyers back down on suing the doctor for not managing an appendicitis, you know, or you know, not you know, preventing a, let's say, perfed appendicitis, I think doctors are still going to err on the side of, you know what, we're going to remove it and play it safe because we don't want this to abscess, you not feel it because you're so used to it, and then it burst. But we are seeing more and more data that antibiotics can be used. And we'll keep you posted because that keeps changing as we go. So the colonoscopy. So, you know, how do we screen for colon cancer? Well, we screen for colon cancer. We used to screen using a sigmoidoscopy and a barium enema. And the reason why you would get the 1-2 punch with that one is the sigmoidoscopy only goes up the descending colon. The sigmoidoscopy only goes like up the sigmoid because the majority of colon cancers are there. And then it goes up to the descending colon and then it doesn't go farther. And then you use the barium enema to see if there's any other issues going on. We're talking about the proximal. So the only way to get to those is a full colonoscopy. So if people are not getting full colonoscopies and they're still getting sigmoidoscopies, those colon cancers can't get missed. In fact, there's been studies about even with colonoscopies, proximal colon cancer getting missed. And so I think we're going to see more and more of these fecal occult blood tests or these Cologuards or these other tests that are looking at there possibly being, you know, cancer in one stool, picking up, going, look, if that colonoscopy didn't do the job, we need to go back in and we need to look. The only thing is the scope can only go up so far. So, what are your risk factors for colon cancer? So obviously genetics, you know, a family history, tobacco use, alcohol use, not eating well, obesity, poor diet, physical inactivity, diabetes. If you've ever had polyps that were cancerous, then your risk of making more is obviously higher, which is why the colonoscopy is my favorite screening test, because it's the only test that will actually cure as it screens. A mammogram just takes a picture. And you're like, and you take a picture, that's why you're kind of holding on to the machine. Oh, I hate that. Anyways, all it does is take a picture. It's not going to do anything to that day prevent you from getting breast cancer. But a colonoscopy, they can just pluck that snare, that polyp out, so that polyp can't grow to cancer. All cancer will start from a polyp. Not all polyps grow to cancer, but all cancer starts from polyps. So if they see a polyp, they'll remove it. So can't turn cancerous. So that's pretty cool. If you have a history of inflammatory bowel disease, that can put you at risk for colorectal cancer. So according to the USPSTF, screening for colorectal cancer, A recommendation begins at 50, B recommendations at 45, and they're starting to now loosen up where you could start getting screened at age 45. I got my first in my 30s because of our family history. We got a huge family history of colon cancer. We also have some huge colons in our family. Anyway, so we're already at the end. Okay, so treatment includes surgery, chemotherapy, radiation. All right, that's the scoop on colon cancer, so don't take unnecessary antibiotics. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Yes, The pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. A federal judge in southern Texas on Friday ordered the Biden administration to stop granting new applications to the Obama-era immigration program that shielded hundreds of thousands of young immigrants from deportation. The order declared that the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, known as DACA, was created in violation of the law and whose existence violates the law. But current recipients of DACA won't immediately have their status pulled as a result of the order, the judge noted. The wholesale price of beef was up some 40% in May compared to the average in 2019, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture data. Curiously, however, there seems to be neither a shortage of beef nor a drop in demand. In fact, ranchers have so much cattle they struggle to get it off their hands, and meat packers, it appears, are running near capacity. This is USA Radio News. The push intensified Friday for President Joe Biden to meet with runaway Texas Democrats while members of the group that fled Austin joined allies from the Virginia and Maryland state legislatures to stress the importance of passing federal voting legislation. In a passionate speech, Representative Sinfonia Thompson of Houston, dean of the Texas Legislative Black Caucus, asked, "Haven't we done enough?
If we can find ways to preserve the voting rights of persons we send in outer space, and give them the opportunity to cast a ballot in outer space, we ought to be able to be smart enough to resolve the issues if there are issues."
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is expected to face questions on Saturday from members of the New York State Attorney General's office related to their investigation into sexual harassment allegations against him. The interview with Cuomo signals that the investigation could be nearing its final stages. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I've gotten into books lately, and one thing I find fascinating is when a book can encompass not only love and romance, but also mystery and depth. And I've written books, but I don't have that depth. I don't have that creativity. But there is somebody who does, and his books are some of the fastest-selling books out there, and this series is a must-have. So joining us today is the author of the Dark Emeralds book series, Jerry Lambert. Jerry, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me, Dahlia. I'm so excited to be here. I love
Oh my gosh. Wow. First, congratulations on your success. This is fantastic. Tell us about the Dark Emeralds book series.
Well, you know, I love a paranormal story, but I really wanted to create something that had a fresh take on it. So my idea was, in the beginning, that I wanted to take a haunted house story and sort of turn it on its ear and create my own version of it. And the reason the way I wanted to do that was to do a dual timeline story that was set in the past and in the present and bring those two stories together. I grew up in a town that had a lot of very old homes, and I love the idea that every one of those has a past life that we don't know everything about.
Right. And it is. Keep going.
So I really wanted to just explore what if those two timelines came together in the present. And I've always been fascinated with the paranormal.
Yeah, and I gotta say, it is difficult to blend that, to blend the timelines, and to make that, it's fantastic. So there's three of the books. Tell us about the first one, Queen of Swords.
Queen of Swords is my first book that is more of the traditional haunted house story turned on its ear. I really like the idea of a little bit of romance, a little bit of traditional murder mystery, but also a little sort of steamy romance as well. I think a lot of people respond well to that too. So I kind of combined those things together and created what turned out to be a fairly successful book.
Very, very successful, yes. And then the next of the series is Minor Arcana.
Yeah, now Minor Arcana goes into, it is the book where it's still paranormal, but I decided to take the more traditional murder mystery and kind of do my own twist on that with the paranormal. And it was a lot of fun to write because it took elements of things that I knew and had researched, but also a lot of history, and I really enjoyed the history of pagan events and how they were transformed into our current day holidays. And so Minor Arcana has a lot to do with that.
Mm-hmm. And the setting is in New Orleans, right?
It is. I grew up in the South, and I really love New Orleans. It's one of my favorite cities, and it has a feeling that I think a lot of people, when you're visiting there, since it's one of our oldest cities, you can really feel, you know, centuries of the people who've lived there, and don't you just get a feel for it when you're there and want to know more, and you have ideas about what those people might have done and what they would do if they encountered us today.
So true. We're speaking to Jerry Lambert, author of the Dark Emeralds book series. It's fascinating, just fascinating. You have then the third, I hope I pronounced this right, Apocrypha?
Yes, Apocrypha. In Apocrypha, it's the third book in the series where there's a story arc that goes through all three books about these missing emeralds that are presumed to be cursed or something, because everyone that has encountered them has come to a bad end. But we never know where they came from originally. But in Apocrypha, we go into where these emeralds actually came from, and it goes back much further than the 200 years time span of the first two books, and goes back much further than that. If people are familiar with the Apocrypha, it predates the Bible by a few hundred years, and it has
right.
the story of Lilith and Samael, Hasatan, and what went on in the Garden of Eden before Eve came along.
Wow, that's exciting. It has everything. Your books have everything. I'm just blown away because, you know, I mean, I meet talented people, but Jerry, this is fantastic. And, you know, young authors ask me, you know, how did I start my books? And again, I'm still working on the fiction book. My fictional book, it is taking me forever because I get writer's block. What advice do you have for young authors out there? Because, I mean, what you've been able to do and keep that creativity fire going. What advice do you have for younger authors out there?
Well, first of all, I think you would be a great writer. I've known you for a long time, and I think you are such a creative person too. I believe if you set your mind to it, you can do it. My best advice for any writer is that you need to read a lot, because I think reading really informs your writing. I think reading teaches you plotting and pacing in a way that a class never will. So the more you read, I really believe the better writer you'll be. When it comes to writer's block, one of my professors used to teach me we call it brainstorming, where you just sit down and start writing without worrying about capitalization or making any sense, really. It sort of primes the pump. I find that when I have writer's block, if I just sit down and start writing about something that doesn't have to do with my book, it will actually get things flowing.
So true, so true. Or even, ideas, even if they're sentence fragments, you know, things that...
Absolutely, yeah.
Yeah.
Those are valid. That's all valid, as long as you're getting ideas out.
We're speaking to Jerry Lambert, author of The Dark Emeralds. We have about a minute and a half left. You know, I've been telling people throughout this pandemic that, you know, many people have not tapped in on their inner creativity or on another profession because they've been so overwhelmed with working and making paychecks and things like that. How fulfilling was it to, you know, become now such a, you know, best-selling author?
You know, it's been something that I've always wanted to do, and it's incredibly fulfilling to, you know, to finally do it. I'll tell you, I didn't give myself enough me time earlier in my life, and now that I'm making myself do it, I don't miss any of the other things. I really enjoy my me time, my creative time. It absolutely fuels me and feeds my soul. I think that other people will find the same thing when they tap into their creativity.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, make sure you still have Dahlia time, because I still need my Jerry time, okay?
always for you, dear.
So how can people find the books and purchase them?
The best way is to go to Amazon and go to my Amazon authors page, amazon.com/Jerry Lambert/author/Jerry Lambert, or just go to Amazon and put my name in there, and you'll find the Dark Emerald series, starting with Queen of Swords, Minor Arcana, and then Apocrypha will all come up.
You know, they have got to do a movie series with this. And then that's a question. I mean, who would you, I think Gone with the Wind, when, the author had written Gone with the Wind, she had Clark Gable in mind when she wrote the book, apparently.
Yeah.
Who do you have in mind as Georgianne Blaylock? Who would play that?
I always had Rachel McAdams in that role in my mind. I just did.
Yes. Oh, she would be perfect. I'm such a huge fan of hers. Wow. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, I am too. And I pictured it. I've pictured it through three books as I wrote it. I just can't help but picture her in that role. So, yeah.
And then Jeffrey Huston, who would play Jeffrey?
You know, I have several people in mind, but I love, one of the Skarsgårds. Those, the adorable Swedish guys. Alexander Skarsgård.
Yes.
I really like him a lot for that.
Yes, he would be. Yes, yes. And he's tall. All right. Well, Jerry Lambert, thank you for joining us. You're fantastic. The Dark Emeralds on Amazon. I'll post the link later on my social media. Thank you, Jerry. Can't wait to have you back.
Oh, thank you, dear. Bye.
You take care. All right, guys. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOCTORLEY.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
This report is brought to you by Merck. With more time spent at home during the pandemic, we've become master do-it-yourselfers, taking on many new projects. But one task we may not have tackled is our health, even if something isn't right. If you are at increased risk for lung cancer and have an unexplained cough lasting more than 3 weeks or shortness of breath, talk to your doctor today. Introducing Angela Criswell of GoTo Foundation for Lung Cancer.
Lung cancer is the leading cause of cancer death in the U.S. When diagnosed at a late stage, the 5-year survival rate is just 6%, but rises to nearly 60% when caught early. If you have been delaying medical care due to COVID-19, schedule a visit with your doctor now, especially if you are at risk for lung cancer and experiencing possible symptoms.
Do it for yourself and go see your doctor today. For more information, visit DIFYlung.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
right, guys. So we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for staying in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, a cup of coffee a day may keep the COVID away. According to researchers from Northwestern University, they found that regular coffee consumption of at least one cup daily was associated with a lower risk of COVID-19 infection. Researchers from Northwestern University published their findings in the Nutrients Journal, stemming from an analysis of nearly 40,000 participants in the UK Biobank. The team studied participants' dietary habits in 2006 to 2010 and hypothesized the subsequent risk of coronavirus infection in 2020. Researchers specifically looked at a participant's consumption of coffee, tea, processed meat, coffee, tea, processed meat, red meat, fruit, vegetables, and oily fish. Now, after adjusting for factors like race, age, sex, and other factors like physical activity, BMI level, history of certain medical conditions, researchers found habitual consumption of one or more cups of coffee per day was associated with about a 10% decrease in risk of COVID compared to less than a cup a day. So they say the odds of COVID-19 positivity were 0.9, 0.90, and 0.92 when consuming one cup. Now, apparently, 2 to 3 cups of 4-plus cups also had some odds of positivity. But coffee, interestingly, coffee has been shown to have some amazing health benefits when it comes to protecting against liver cancer and I think colon cancer. There's been so many things that it's been touted to do. On the flip side, your doctor keeps telling you to cut the coffee, cut the coffee. Well, it's because of the caffeine aspect. And when we're dealing with high blood pressure, when we're dealing with stroke risk, when we're dealing with dementia, we've been kind of conditioned to tell people to cut back on their caffeine use. But what's interesting is many of these studies show that the coffee benefits are actually those that are caffeinated. Because some people say, well, why don't I just get the decaf? The decaf doesn't do it. It's caffeinated coffee. I think it's coffee in its most real form. That's my guess. So with COVID, I'm wondering if there's some sort of an anti-inflammatory aspect to it. With coffee, with COVID, a big issue we've had was the cytokine storm, where the lungs would just get consumed. And so with the coffee maybe link, maybe it decreases the inflammation. We do know that coffee has antioxidant and anti-inflammatory properties. Now, according to study authors, they say that coffee consumption favorably correlates with inflammatory biomarkers, meaning those that drink coffee might have less inflammatory biomarkers. Therefore, that could be linked to COVID-19 severity and mortality. They said, taken together, an immunoprotective effect of coffee against COVID-19 is plausible and merits further investigation. I think it's pretty cool. I think it's an amazing study. So, now, further findings also suggested a daily consumption of at least, 0.67 servings of vegetables reduce the risk of coronavirus. Now, we're supposed to be eating 5 to 9 fruits and vegetables a day. So, a 0.67 servings, they're making it sound like that's 2/3 of one serving. But they said they found that vegetables help decrease risk of coronavirus. Processed meat like sausage and ham were associated with heightened risk. Researchers suspect this is because of the dietary factors. You know, people who are going to eat a lot of sausage and ham aren't probably vegetarian or vegan. So, you know, yeah. And red meat, though, consumption itself posed no risk. So, you know, I don't know. I think these are really nice studies. I think people like to see, oh, okay, you know, it's something I could do. I could try to, you know, be proactive with my health. I could drink some coffee, eat some vegetables. So I don't mind it, but I do get frustrated that we're trying to deal with a pandemic and the thought of drinking a cup of coffee is going to manage it. You know, because I know that's what people are going to do. They're going to get off, you know, listening to air, and they're going to say, okay, you know what? Let's all drink more coffee so we don't get COVID. and there's going to be all this concentration on drinking of the coffee that they don't realize that, well, you also have to eat the vegetables. You also, I mean, it is just the whole package. People that eat healthier seem to do better. And there are some diets, there's some lack of health care, there's, people not in good control with their diabetes and blood pressure. Those are people that seem to do the worst. However, we did have very, very healthy people still get COVID and die. So this virus still isn't making a lot of sense. Now, apparently, a study has come out saying these new coronavirus variants are too contagious for hotel quarantines. In early May, two people quarantined in adjacent hotel rooms in the Australian city of Adelaide opened their doors within seconds of each other to collect meals, right? Because it was mealtime, so they opened their door. Health officials believe that door opening was enough for the virus to spread from a man in one of the hotel rooms to a man in the other via airborne transmission. Now, I would also wonder maybe the air conditioning ducts. The man who was believed to be infected at the hotel then traveled to Melbourne, leading to an outbreak and a lockdown of Australia's second largest city. Wow. They said cases like those of the spread of highly infectious new coronavirus strains are prompting officials in some countries to rethink whether hotels are the best place to quarantine returning travelers. U.S. and Europe are right now weighing easing travel restrictions as vaccination levels rise. Now, Australia and China are planning new specially designed quarantine centers that public health experts say will be more effective at stopping the virus from leaking out. Others, such as New Zealand, are also considering similar steps. So all three countries, according to Fox News, have used hotel quarantines, among other pandemic safety measures, to keep the numbers lower. But they say the new variants are so transmissible that health experts are worried that the virus could leak out easier, requiring harsher lockdowns to control. I just don't think you can control this, guys. It's really hard to keep people locked down. Now, they say in Australia and New Zealand, the vaccine rollout has been slow. Australia has fully vaccinated about 9% of its population, and New Zealand about 10%, according to Our World of Data, which also shows about 16% of China's population was fully vaccinated by June 10th. Now, China says the country has administered 500 million doses. They also say they have some of the lowest COVID rates. Again, I don't know if we could believe that or not. So having a virus that can outsmart the lockdown, I'm telling you, these viruses are probably outsmarting some of our masks that we're wearing and could probably also outsmart some of the vaccines. I'm still supportive of us getting the vaccine, but we do need to, understand that nature is going to try to outsmart us. We've been watching the Miami condo recovery, and the death toll has risen to 94. Apparently, 22 people remain unaccounted for, and 83, I apologize, I'm having some issues with our computer. They say 83 of the victims have been identified. But interestingly, there has been, I guess, a positive COVID case. There was Miami-Dade County Commission Chairman Jose Pepe Diaz. He and his chief of staff, Isidoro Lopez, who also received the vaccine against COVID, both came down with flu-like symptoms earlier in the day and later tested positive for the virus. Now, Mayor Levine Cava said officials who were close in proximity to Diaz and Lopez have been tested and all have come back negative. Levine Cava and other officials who spoke did not wear face masks. So some people are concerned that there was an exposure of COVID at the recovery site, which could slow down the finding of those who were victims. 1-877, Dr. Ellie, don't go away.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A 1 pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.